You might want to get acquainted with these two acronyms, the SWRFT and the SWIFT. They sound like a game you'd play in your backyard, but if Republican State Representative Alan Ritter's plan is achieved, they'll be very important to the future of water in Texas.
Yeah, State Water Implementation Fund of Texas and State Water Revenue Fund of Texas.
These are the accounts the State House voted to propose adding to the Texas Constitution last night. At the same time, the State Senate approved setting aside $2 billion from the Rainy Day Fund to put into the accounts. The accounts would serve as a kind of bank used to give out low-interest loans for regional water projects. The projects would be chosen by the Texas Water Development Board. And Ritter thinks that $2 billion could be leveraged into funding for around $25 billion of projects over the next 50 years. But I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. First, the state legislature has to get through the next week.
And then in November, it'll go to the voters and we can move Texas forward on our state water plan.
You see, because the water plan funding is based on a constitutional amendment, all Texas voters will have a say on whether to create the accounts. And there are some groups, mostly Tea Party conservatives, that oppose them.
I just think it can be done better by the private sector. I think it expands the scope of government unnecessarily.
I asked Republican State Representative David Simpson if he thought there'd be opposition to the constitutional amendment come November.
I think there'll be some debate, yes. I don't know how much. I certainly am going to be studying it.
Representative Ritter says if the amendments are voted down, the money stays in the Rainy Day Fund.
There won't be the financing to do the state water plan.
But with widespread support for the amendment from business groups, local governments, agricultural interests, and conservationists, opponents will be facing an uphill battle. Ritter says Texas hasn't quite arrived at funding for the water plan, but after last night's vote, it's a lot closer than it was 3 months ago. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bushell.